那今天呢，我们要再次的来讲这个祷告。我们有一个图先放一下，圣殿的平面图。
So once again, we want to talk about prayer. So we're going to show you a picture of the tabernacle.
在过去的一段时间里面呢，我特别的讲到就是圣殿代表的新约的一些寓意。
Last time we talked about what the temples represent in the New Testament.
我记得我大概讲了14个session.
So I had 14 sessions on this.
其实旧约的圣殿呢，每一个步骤都预表着新约耶稣基督的救赎。
So every step that is mentioned in the Old Testament tabernacle is always represent the New Testament, the coming of Christ.
曾经有一个这个犹太人的一个布道家叫 Dick Rubin， 他讲完这一个呢，就是那个在 Pensacola 大复兴就来临。
So Dick Rubin, one of the Jewish priests or a pastor, after he talked about this tabernacle and there was a revival in Pensacola.
那就是说他讲的主题呢，就叫做如果模式正确，荣耀就降临。
So his topic was if the pattern is correct, then
glory will fall.
Then glory will fall. Yeah.
那其实我们跟神的关系呢，神的那面是预备好的。
So for our relationship with God, so for God Himself, He has already prepared Himself.
那是我们怎么样来真正经历到他的荣耀呢？是在我们这一方面。
So how are we going to experience His glory? Is you know really upon us.
我们首先要有正确的知识。
So first of all, we need to have the right knowledge.
那知识会变成信心。
And the knowledge will turn into faith.
信心会变成行动。
And the faith will turn into action.
那就是说我们在这个圣殿里面呢，我们首先要有知识，知道这个神的殿呢是做什么，对吧
？So first of all, we need to have the knowledge.The understanding of the tabernacle, what is it for?
我们世界上的好多人，要么不信什么，要么怕什么。
So there are many people on this earth, either they do not believe or they fear God.
但是我们正确的知识告诉我们，我们进到神的殿里来，记得没有？这个神的约柜呢，叫做什么座？叫做什么
？So remember that when we need to have the knowledge of the tabernacle. Remember what is the art that is situated in the holy of holy? What is it called?
大家记得没有？中文叫做什么座
？So
施恩座。
So is the 施恩座。
是 mercy seat.
Mercy seat. OK.
那另外一个叫法呢，叫做避罪座。
The other saying is that sin free.
No, it's atonement.
Seat of atonement. OK, seat of atonement.
就是把你的罪呢就救赎了，赦免。
So it's a place that where all your sins are forgiven.
那所以从这里进来的人呢，看到神的时候是什么？是怜悯和赎罪。
So when people come from this door.When they see it, they see God's mercy.
但是大家知道，在这个启示录里面，将来在审判的时候，那个神的宝座叫做什么？审判的大宝座。
But in the revelations, when God comes, you know the seat that he was sitting on is called the judgment seat.
白色的审判的大宝座。
So it's a white seat of judgment.
那世人呢，将来要看到那个审判的大宝座。
So in the end times, people will see the seat of judgment.
但是我们神的儿女呢，要看到的是什么？叫做 mercy seat.
But as the children of God, we will see the seat of mercy.
所以这是正确的知识。
So this is the right knowledge.
那正确的知识让我们呢就要亲近神。
So the right knowledge will help us to come closer to God.
所以在新约里面呢，我们祷告的时候，主耶稣教导我们什么？第一句话就是我们在天上的父。
So that's why in the New Testament, when Jesus taught us how to pray, the first sentence he said is "Our Father in heaven."
所以我们这从这个门里进来的是什么？他是我们的什么？
父亲。So when we come from this door, we come to the Father.
父亲，你不管孩子是好还是不好，怎么样，父亲的心永远不是要来审判。
So no matter your child is good or bad, as a father's heart, you are not there to judge your kid.
永远是要祝福。
Always to bless.
但是这个祝福呢，它有一定的一个 protocol， 就是说一定的一个，因为神是公义的神，所以他祝福你的时候呢，要有公义的手段来祝福。
So, but God is a righteous God. So, for in order for Him to bless you, there are right protocols you have to go through.
所以好多人我们不明白耶稣基督的十字架。
So a lot of people do not understand the Christ, the cross for the Christ.
我问大家一个问题：那上帝爱世人的话，他为什么要让基督上十字架呢？他就说你的罪我都赦免了，就对了吗？对吧
？So this question.
你的罪我赦免了，你的罪我赦免，为什么要让他的儿子经历这样的痛苦呢
？So if I ask you this question, if God loves us so much, why does He has to allow His Son to go through the cross? He can just say, "Okay, I forgive all of your sins, right?"
因为神是公义的神。
Because our God is a righteous God.
就是所有宇宙万物创造呢，有它的规律。
So all the creation under the earth has its own own is a pattern.
违反了规律就要受到惩罚。
So against its own pattern, there will be consequences.
是不是违反了规律，你就会有后果
？So there will be consequences if you go against it.
如果神不是公义的神，也谈不上慈爱。
If God is not a righteous God, then you cannot call Him a merciful God.
就像一个国家没有法律，
Just like,
他谈不上慈爱。
So just like a country without law enforcement, there is no law.
因为没有人觉得安全。
Because no one will feel safe.
没有人觉得安全，不要谈爱。
So if no one feels safe, you cannot talk about.
所以圣经上讲呢，神的宝座是公义和公平。
So that's why Bible says His seat is based on righteousness and love.
因着公义和公平，他又爱世人，非常的爱世人，怎么办
？So because His righteousness and He also loves people, and then what does He do?
他自己要来担当罪的代价。
He has to become this atonement for sin.
所以我们必须要知道，十字架是一个爱的记号，也是一个公义的记号。
So we have to understand the cross is a sign for love as well as a sign for righteousness.
那所以，当我们进到这个神的家里面的时候，大家记得没有？这三个红色的，这是三道门啊，它不是红色的啊，这圣殿的门呢不是红色，是四种颜色。
So these three red line that you see are the three gates of the entrance of the tabernacle.
好多人可能听过好多遍了，但是我还是要来重复。
So there are four colors to this gate. So I have mentioned many times, and a lot of people have you heard it?
在旧约里面，圣经非常的奇妙。他说这个门的颜色呢，是什么颜色？加几的名？蓝色、紫色、朱红色和白色。
So do you remember the colors? It was blue, purple, red, and white.
那这道门的颜色是什么呢
？What about this gate?
也是这四种颜色，一点不差。
And it's also these four colors:
朱红色和白色。
Blue, purple, red, and white.
那这道门的颜色是什么呢？也是一样的颜色。
And same as the last one.
那为什么是这四种颜色呢
？Why is it these four colors?
神的启示是，蓝色代表天。
So blue represents heaven.
紫色代表王。
Purple represents king.
红色代表他的血。
Red represents his blood.
白色代表洁净。
And white means cleansing.
就说每一次进门呢，不光是进哪道门，
so,
都要经过天上来的王，他的宝血洗净我们的罪，让我们洁白，我们才能进来。
So no matter which gate you are entering through, you have to enter these four faces, like a heavenly king using his blood to wash us white. So that's the no matter which gate you enter through, you have to go through this.
所以为什么新约里面主讲我就是羊的门
？So that's why the New Testament says, "I am the sheep gate."
他说出入得草吃，羊呢？出入就要得救，还要得草吃。
So when the sheep gets in and out, he gets grass to eat and he get pasture to eat.
所以我们基督徒来到神的面前呢，为什么说是坦然无惧啊？刚才歌里面唱的，是因为主耶稣的宝血已经洁净了我们，承担了我们一切的罪。
As we sang earlier, that when we come before the Christ, we come fear free because Jesus' blood has already washed us.
那接下来讲到这个铜的祭坛。还有这个洗濯盆，还有这个橙色饼，还有这个金灯台，这个我们都讲过了。
So we have talked about the altar, the wash basin, the lampstand, the showbread, and etc.
这是我们生命成长和服侍的一个一些过程。
So these are the, our life's journeys and how we serve and how we grow.
它每一个细节呢都有非常重要的启示在。
And every little details represent something significant.
大家有机会呢可以继续看圣经，也回去听听我们讲的。
So if you have time, you can also read the Bible and also listen to the sermon that we have shared.
圣经里面这些细节是非常特别的。
And these details are very unique.
那所以大家你在读圣经的时候，你读这些利未记吧，你很枯燥。但是呢，你仔细圣灵带领的进到里面，那个就是吃肉，你发现哇，你很饱足。
So even though sometimes when you read Levites, it seems very Leviticus, it seems very dry for you to read. But if you know the details, you will feel it as if you're eating meat, and you will feel satisfied.
那今天呢，我们要特别讲这个香炉，金香炉。
So today we're going to emphasize on the incense, the altar of incense.
金香炉有很多的细节，我们今天先不讲，我们先讲讲它的位置，它是靠近。神的圣座最近的一个器具。
So we are not going to talk about the details of this incense, but we are going to talk about its location. So it's very close to the Holy of Holies.
在这个希伯来书里面呢，把它送在至圣所里面。
So in the book of Hebrews, so it says that it's inside the Holy of Holies.
就是把它送在其中的一部分，
okay, okay, okay.
虽然在外面，但是靠得最近的，
okay.
送在至圣所里面。
Okay, so it counted it as inside the Holies, even though it's not really located inside of it.
那这个在新约里面代表什么呢？
So what does it represent in the New Testament?
那我们首先看看出埃及记第三十章一到八节。
So let's first turn to Exodus. 第几章？
三十章一到八节。
Chapter 3:1-8.
那这讲到呢，这个香坛是怎么造的？我们看的时候细节很多，但是我们会集中在几点。
So、
你要用皂荚木做一座烧香的坛。
Make an altar of acacia wood for burning incense.
这坛要四方的，长一肘，宽一肘，高两肘，坛的四角要与坛接连在一块。
It is to be square, a cubit long, and a cubit wide, and to keep it high, its horns and one piece with it.
要用金金把坛的上面与坛的四围并坛的四角包裹，又要在坛的四围献上金压边。
Overlay the top.
No, yes, sorry. 要做两个金簧，按在压字边一下，在坛的两旁两根横撑上，作为窗杆的用处，以便抬坛。
Make two gold rings for the altar pillars, mounted two on each side above the center of the
pillar. 要用皂荚木做梗，用紧包裹。
Make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold.
要把坛放在法柜前的幔子来，对着法柜上的圣座，就是我要与你相会的地方。
Put the altar in front of the curtain that shields the Ark of the Covenant Law before the atonement cover that is over the tablets of the Covenant Law, where I will meet with you.
Okay, 就到这里。第七节，亚伦在坛上要烧新香料做的香，明早晨他要收拾灯的时候要烧着香。
Aaron must burn fragrant incense on the altar every morning when he trans the lamp.
黄昏点灯的时候，他要在耶和华面前烧这香，作为世世代代常烧的香。
He must burn incense again when he lights the lamp at twilight, so incense will burn regularly before the Lord for the generations to come.
那你就看到这个坛呢，首先第一个，它是用金子做的，
so,
金子包裹。
So first of all, you will see that this table is overlaid with gold.
那完了以后呢，放在什么地方呢？放在这个法柜前的幔子外，对着法柜上的神座，就是我要与你相会的地方。
And also, it is on verse 8 says, is in front of the curtain that shields the ark of the covenant before the atonement cover, and that is the table of the covenant law where I will meet with you.
那这里是一个什么它特别的强调呢？就是说，对着法柜上的神座，就是。我要与你相会的地方。
So it's in front of the curtain where I will meet with you.
这是什么呢？神和祭司呢相遇的地方。
So it's a place where God will meet with the priest.
这是非常重要。
very important.
另外他讲到呢，就是烧清香的香料呢，早晨要烧着香，完了以后呢，黄昏的时候呢，也要烧着香。
And also, this incense has to be burned every morning as well as in the evening twilight.
那我们讲到这里呢，在新约里面究竟预表着什么呢
？So what does it represent in the New Testament?
我们看看启示录第五章第八节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5, 第五章。
第八节。第五章第八节。
Revelation chapter 5, verse 8.
Okay.这里讲到呢，前面那些细节我们不讲。启示录呢，看到幕后的一些天天上的事情呢，就是说天上呢有四活物和24位长老，就匍匐在羔羊面前，拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉。这香就是什么呢？众圣徒的祈祷。
Okay. So, verse 8 says, when he had taken it, the four living creatures and 24 elders fall before the Lamb. Each one had a harp.And they were holding gold balls full of incense. What are they? Those are the.
大家看到没有？在新约里面代表什么？香代表什么
？So what does it represent?
众圣徒的祈祷。
So it represents the prayers.
那个地方又有一把琴呢，琴代表我们的歌颂，这个也非常重要。但是呢，这个香代表众圣徒的祈祷。
But this incense represents the prayers of all the saints. Even though it talk about, you know, the harp, that represents our worship.
那我们再看一节启示录的圣经，看看就是这个祈祷呢是多么的重要。
And again, we're gonna read another verse in Revelation to see how important.
第八章一到五节。
Prayer is so chapter 8, verse 5.
这里讲到呢，是羔羊揭开第七印的时候，天上寂静约有两刻。我看见呢，站在神面前的七位天使，有七只号赐给他们。另有一位天使拿着金香炉，来站在祭坛旁边，有许多的香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。一二三，
那些。Okay, so verse 1-3 first. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour, and I saw seven angels who stand before God.And seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all God's people on the golden altar in front of the throne.
第四节，那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神的面前。
The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of God's people, went up before God from the angel's hand.
天使拿着香炉，盛满了坛上的火。倒在地上，虽有雷轰、大声、闪电、地震。
Then the angel took the censer, filled with fire from the altar, and hurled it down to the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumbling, flashes of lightning, and earthquake.
拿着七十号的七位天使就预备要吹。
Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them.
那这里看到这个香呢，就和众圣徒的祈祷呢。从天使的手中一同升到神的面前。
So you will see on verse 4 the smoke of the incense, together with the prayer of all people, of God's people, went up before God from angel's hand.
这天使拿着的香炉呢，盛满了坛上的火。这里很有意思啊，那个坛是什么？这个坛是祭坛上的火。祭坛我们讲了呢，在刚进圣殿门的时候呢是祭坛，祭坛各种的牺牲在烧、啊、那个火呢加在香炉里面呢。就倒在地上。
So it's interesting when you see this part about the censer that's on the incense and also the fire from the altar. Remember the altar was in the front of the tabernacle. It's a place where you burn all sorts of sacrifices. So the incense mixed with this fire from the altar was poured down on earth.
你知道这个祈祷呢，再加上我们前面所有的服事以后呢。就升到这第一个是先祈祷呢升到神的面前完了以后呢这个天使就拿着这个香把这个祈祷啊都收起来你祷告了你为你的母亲祷告什么你为你的父亲祷告你为你旁边那个无家可归的人祷告了什么你为哪个人祷告他得救你为哪个国家祷告就加在这个香炉里面再加上所有的火以后呢就倒在地上
So, with your service as well as your prayers, for example, your prayer for your parents, your family, your neighbors, your country, everything was mixed with this the altar's fire, and then, sorry, the angel will put all of this on the censer, and then he carries it and then pulls down on earth.
随后就有雷轰大声商殿地震。
And then you will see the thunders and the flash of lightning and the earthquake.
这个雷轰和大声呢代表着什么？那个你要听见。
So the thunder and then the rumbling sound means that you have to hear that.
那雷轰呢的心灵里面的一个震撼都要先要开始，人的灵要震撼。
And this the thunder is like it shakes to your soul.
那商殿呢代表你要看见地上的人都要看见
and flash of lightning means you will able to see you know people on earth will be able to see it
地震代表一种震动和变化事情要发生
and earthquake represents some kind of shaking or change of event or something is going to happen
完了呢天使就要吹号吹号代表着什么呢准备打仗
so and then the angel will sound the trumpet what does it mean? It means the war begins
那说的是我们要知道呢，就是说这个祈祷呢，就是靠近神最靠，在他最靠近的地方最重要的一个服事。这个服事呢，就有这样的事情发生。
So prayers is a service that is most close to the Holy of Holies, and when you pray, these things will happen.
在这个雅各书第五章十六节也特别的讲到呢，我们也可以看看这些经文，因为我们中间呢。有些人对圣经不一定很熟悉啊，有些人可能很熟悉。我们要明白圣经在讲什么。啊，这里讲到有一节经文就说第五章十六节。
So,
他说
James chapter 5:16
说一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
第十六节。The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
哎，以利亚。与我们是一样性情的人他恳切祷告求不要下雨雨就三年零六个月不下在地上他又祷告天就降下雨来地也生出土产
Elijah was a human being even as we are he prayed earnestly and it would not rain and it did not rain on land for 3.5 years again he prayed and the heaven gave rain and the earth produced its crop
那这里讲到呢一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的
So a prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
这里举了一个例子，就是先知以利亚。
So it gave an example that is Elijah, the prophet.
那先知以利亚是不是一个很特别的人
？Is a prophet Elijah a special person?
那我们觉得他都很特别。
Everyone of us think he's a very unique.
但是呢，神说他是和我们一样性情的人。
But God said he is just one like us.
所以安娜你就和先知伊利亚一样
So Anna you're just like Prophet Elijah
那这一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的我是一人吗
So a righteous man's prayer is effective and powerful Are you a righteous man?
啊，弟兄姐妹好多时候我们进到教会呢教会会教导你是罪人啊要悔改这是对的
So a lot of people when you come to church the church will tell you that you are a sinful person you need to ask for forgiveness and that's correct
我们再次回到那个圣殿的平面图啊。
Let's go back to the that picture of the tabernacle
但是呢我一进了这个门以后呢你虽然是罪人但是呢你必须要相信你皮带着基督圣经里面讲呢基督就是我的公义明白没有
So even though you are sinful but as soon as you enter into this gate you have to know you are clothed with Christ So in the Bible says that He is our righteousness.
那你是不是义人
？Are you a righteous person?
你如果进来祷告的时候，你不觉得是你的义人呢？那你这就不承认耶稣的宝血洁净了你，是不是
？If you come in and you do not know that you are righteous, then you do not recognize Jesus' blood has cleansed you.
那仇敌就要欺骗你。
And the enemies is going to deceive you.
所以我们有一些教会啊，就是说一直就是进来就是悔改悔改悔改，这是对的。但是呢，一进到这个门里面，我们作为基督徒来生活和服侍的时候呢，我是义人，是耶稣基督的公义在我的身上。
So it is right that when church tell you that you are sinful, you need to ask for forgiveness. But as soon as you enter this gate, you have to understand you are close with Christ, you are righteous.
所以圣经上讲的，你要堂然无惧的来到圣的宝座面前，对不对？
So that's why the Bible says you have to come before Him without fear, right?
那罪人怎么能堂然无惧来到圣的宝座面前？
So if sinner comes before God, how can he come without fear?
我们的一切的认知和一切的行动都是因为一个字，叫做信，明白吗？
So all our understanding or our action are based on one thing, that is faith.
你要相信耶稣基督的宝血洁净了你。
You need to have faith that you know Jesus' blood has cleansed you.
你不要之前信他洁净了我90%，还有10%我自己还当着呢。
Do not think that he has cleansed you only up to 90%, and then you have to deal with the 10% on yourself.
那你如果觉得那10%还你自己担，你赶紧你交给他就好了，让他100%洁净你。
If you think there are 10% of that your sin has not been dealt with, then just give it to him. He's going to take care of that.
你进到这道门，你必须要相信耶稣基督的100%担当了你的罪。
You enter this gate, you have to understand he has, you know, 100% covered all of your sins.
所以在十字架上，耶稣基督说什么？成了，对不对
？That's why on the cross Jesus said, "What did he say? He said, 'It is done, it is finished.'"
那希腊文 telos， 就是今天这个 telos， 其实就偷用这个词 telos。
So that's what Jesus said. Tell us, you know, the company. Tell us.
Telos 是终结了，终结了，
means、
完结了，
is done，
都成了，
is all done, finished.
那既然都终结了以后，都完成了以后呢，我们就要相信圣完成的大功在我们的里面。
So since it's done, we have to, you know, receive that that He has done it in us.
所以我们坦然无惧，一步一步的都能够来到圣父的宝座面前。
So that's why we come without fear, and step by step we come before God's presence.
那其实呢，你不管是一个属灵的婴孩还是你，都可以来到这里。因为什么？因着耶稣的宝血。
So regardless whether you are a baby in Christ, you can still go here because you are a child of God.
那虽然这个里面当然有一些东西我们必须要知道真理，也能够稳健的、常常的来到主的面前来。有些是属于这个属灵征战的事情。你能不能，我们的生命的成长的过程呢？年日呢，跟我们的成熟有关系，但是跟我们的位分没关系。大家明白吗？威风就是说，你是小孩子也是神的孩子，你大孩子也是神的孩子，他是你的爸，他是你的父亲。
Okay, so even though we need to go through a lot of maturity, like spiritual maturity, but it doesn't really depend on your identity, like whether you are a baby in Christ, you are still His child.
No, your identity does not depend on your maturity.
Oh, your identity does not depend on your maturity. So even if you're still a baby in Christ, you can still come before Him.
那进到这里的时候呢，第一个就是与神相会的地方。
So at this place is where you meet with God.
所以祷告是与神相会。
So prayer is where you can meet with God.
那这个地方呢，是离他最近的地方，就是离他的心意最近的地方。你祷告的时候，能摸着他的心意，摸着他的这个同在。
So this is place where it is closest to Him. So at this place, you are able to touch Him. You are able to understand, feel His presence, and know what He wants to do.
这个时候呢，离他最近的地方也是得着他能力的地方。
And this location, this place where you are closest to him is also a place where you can get, gain his power, get his power.
所以呢，我们要来祷告。
So that's why we need to pray.
祷告呢，不是一个常常讲的事情，是要做的事情。
It's not something we talk about, but it's something that we need to put our action into it.
如果我们的服事，我们的生活要合神的心意，我们要成为一个祷告的人。
If our mode of living, once you want to please him, or your service, you want to please him, you have to pray.
啊，好多人说，哎呦，我不知道，就那几句话就祷告完了。所以要祷告呢，神给你这个方言的恩赐，哦，在灵里面来祷告。
So some people say, okay, I only have few words to pray, and I don't know how to pray. So we need to ask for a gift of speaking in tongues, so we can, you know, continuously to pray.
那就是说，如果你还没有这个。恩赐呢？圣经上讲，你可以求，要 desire。
So if you don't have this ability to speak in tongues, you in the Bible says you need to have the desire and you ask him for it.
如果你到你求还神没有给你呢，也不能不改变你的身份，你还是神的儿女，他还是喜悦你的，你继续来祷告。
So if you ask for it and you haven't got it, but God still loves you, you are still His children, you can still continue to pray.
但是呢，神愿意把最好的武器给我们。
But God wants to give us the best weapons.
那所以我们讲到这里呢，就是我们知道，就是这个祷告啊，就启动天上的这个能力，香炉倾倒下来的时候呢，雷轰大声，闪电地震。
So we have to understand, when we pray, we initiate this weapon in the heaven, so it comes down with lightnings and thunders and earthquakes.
那我们要立起来经历我们周围很多事情的改变。
And we will also experience the things that are, you know, like changing events around us.
那我们讲到呢，祷告不是要去讲，是要祷告的。
So as I said, prayer is not something we just talk about, we need to do it.
那我们中间呢，有好多的见证可以来彼此来鼓励。
And there are many testimonies among us, we can, you know, share and encourage each other.
那今天呢，我们听一个别人的见证。
But today we're going to listen to someone else's testimony.
在这个大司令在准备的过程里面呢，我先讲讲这个背景。
So when he doesn't prepare the video, I want to share the background.
这个姐妹她叫 Sarah, 现在可能有80多岁吧。就说他年轻时候呢出生在中国，是上海的一个犹太人的家庭。
So this sister is around 80s, she was born in Shanghai, China, and she was a Jewish. She is a Jewish, born in China.、Sorry.
但是呢他的父亲母亲呢在俄国的时候就信了主，以后呢圣经其实就随着后来去了中国，后来他们就移民到美国。
Okay, so her parents are from Russia, so when they were in Russia, they became Christians, her parents. And then they moved to China, and later they moved to the United States.
那后来呢，她结婚以后呢，她的先生有一个使命，就是把圣经用到当时这个前苏联，苏联是关闭的，大家知道，她就一车一车的圣经呢，就用到前苏联。
So her husband has this mission that is to, you know, ship all the Bibles to Russia.
他们前后呢，就是送了1000万本圣经到苏联。
So they have shipped over 10 million copies of Bibles into Russia.
那每一次过关口的时候呢，都需要申请，因为是开的是 van。
So every time they cross the border, they need to have a miracle because they were using a van to, you know, ship the Bibles.
他们经历很多的奇迹。
And they went through many miracles.
但是也经历一些苦难。
And also trials.
有一次呢，不知道为什么，就把他们就抓进去了。
So one time they were, you know, caught by the police.
但是要用按间谍罪呢，判他们10年。
And they were given this spy 什么？
Yes. Espionage.
Espionage. Okay, and then they were put in jail for 10 years.
他们要被关在里面。
They were about to be sentenced for 10 years.
但是呢，这个姐妹非常清楚，当时的一些事情是别人在为她祷告。
But she knows at that time that other people are praying for her, for them.
她非常清楚。
And she knows that.
那后来真的就是回到美国的时候呢，就好多人在做见证。那个时候就是圣灵感动他的父母，还有感动他的牧师，在牧师在另外一个教会，他的父母在另外一个地方，就为他祷告。
So eventually she came back to the States, and then later on people would start to share that her parents at that time and also her pastor at a different location, well, they were all praying for them, for her.
但是第一个要讲的就是说，当我们祷告的时候呢，我们在离神的心意最近的地方，所以你明白圣灵在讲什么。他的牧师和他的父母那个时候知道说他们有问题，有 trouble， 所以就开始为他们祷告。
So and at the place of where you pray is when you're closest to God and you understand what the Holy Spirit is trying to say to you. So at that moment, The pastors and her parents are praying because they know in the spirit that they were in trouble.
好，我们来看看这段经文，它的语速非常快，但是我会就是一段一段的来翻一下。啊，你能不能把那个 caption 放在上面？
Yeah, yeah.
把那个字幕放在上面。
Yeah, yeah.
英文字幕。
在下面。在那。
在左边。
声音能出来吗？那个声音放出来的时候 ，Zoom 上的人是需要通过这里呢，还是？
对呀，
哦，那没关系，没关系。
Bash me, and I was in this little, you know, cold cell. There was only a bucket. You know, they would bring me just this awful broth. The third time, border crossing, and prior to coming to that border crossing in Germany, we were in this one prayer meeting, and a sister sees a vision, and she sees a vision of us taking all these Bibles. And she said, and I see all these Bibles taken away, confiscated from you. And she said, and I see you, you know, I see the hand. And she said, she saw this hand from heaven reach down. And she said, and that hand was pierced. And she said, she saw a pierced hand. And she said, and that hand took the Bibles and distributed them to the needs where we could never go to. And so we come to the border. We had this big, big van loaded with Bibles from the floor to the ceiling. We never, you know, hid the Bibles, didn't cover them. You know, we just, you know, packed them up and just trusted God to do the miracle. And so as we came to this border, because we saw God blind the guy's eyes before, they would be looking at the Bibles and not see them. Mm-hmm. But this specific time, as we come to this border, and they were poking at the Bibles with special instruments, and they told, you know, Richard and I to sit down with this one bench, and we're sitting there, you know, while they're inspecting and looking at throughout the vehicle. And they go once, twice, you know, the third time, all of a sudden, this guard that had, you know, gone with the instrument, all of a sudden, he, you know, shakes his head, and he goes, and he grabs one of the Bibles, and he looks at it, and he throws it, and he goes, Svetaya Biblia. I said, yes, that's the holy, you know, word of God. And he throws it down. I said, my, it's so powerful. And I said, you can't even hold it for a few seconds. And that might have not been the right thing to say. But anyway, he grabbed me by the arm. And then another guy came and grabbed my husband by the arm. And they whisked us into two different directions. I was taken into prison. He was taken into another prison. And they had sentenced us to 10 years in prison. And they accused us, not for the Bibles, but they accused us for espionage. And I kept saying, well, what have we brought? Do you consider the Bible as espionage? And they wouldn't say that. Because, and we could not call out, you know, on the telephone and say to our embassy, hey, you know, they wouldn't let you. But I remember as I was, you know, in the cell, and the superior officer, he would come in every single day. And he would take me and he would pick me up and he would bash me. And I was in this little, you know, cold cell. There was only a bucket. You know, they would bring me just this awful broth every day. That was all. You know, and so as he would come and this big burly guy, he would pick me up and he would bash me against the cement wall. And I could feel that I'm being bashed. I could see, you know, him bashing me, but I did not feel any pain. And it was, I know, it was a supernatural miracle of God. The power of God.
这里听一下，稍微听一下。那这里讲到呢，就是他被以前呢，就是神作神的很多的神迹呢，他们进来出去啊，神就把那些的监察的人的眼睛都蒙蔽了。但是这一次呢，提前神有预备，就有人看到一个异象啊，耶稣的这个钉痕手啊，就是说，他们会出一些事情，那耶稣神允许，就是说完了以后呢，在这个就判了他们各判了十年，她的丈夫去了一个监狱，她在另一个监狱，在这监狱里面那只小的这个，那个叫什么，那个 cell 啊，就是那个牢房里面呢，那个人呢，就是常常来，把他就往墙上摔，就是因为大个子。那摔的时候呢，他明知道不感觉到疼痛，他知道是神在保护他，啊，神在保护他。好，继续放。
It's real, Yeshua HaMashiach, He is real. He wants to manifest His glory in times of our trials, in times of, you know, this persecution. He allows so that our faith.Is not on the circumstance, but our faith is on Jesus Christ. And as this man was, you know, beating me day after day like that, finally one day he came and he goes, I don't believe in God. And I said, oh, but deep down inside of you, you know there's a God. He said, well, if there's a God, why are there so many religions? I said, you know, religion will never save a person, but a personal relationship with Jesus will give you eternal life. I said, surrendering your heart, asking Jesus to come into your heart, into your life, he will change you. He will give you eternal life because he died on the cross for you. And he goes, well, and I said, and he goes, well, when I see him up there, I said, oh, you just said you didn't believe in God. You know, and Mally is saying, you know, when you see him, and so he goes, yes, when I see Jesus. I said, wow. He said, when I see him up there, I'm going to wring his neck. I said, you won't get a chance.
就是这个常常来搞他的这个就是那个狱里面的那个家伙呢很大，就是把他摔来摔去，就他说我不相信神，他说，他反正有个对话吧，他说你不相信，怎么？他说如果他存在的话，耶稣基督，他将来天上见到他的面的时候，他要把这个耶稣基督的头要拧断。耶稣基督的，头要拧断。
But I said, my Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. I said, he is the God of gods. I said, he's the Almighty God. And so all of a sudden he got up. I mean, he was standing and he was about 350 pounds. He was, I mean, a big, big, burly guy. And I was, you know, very, very thin at that time. And so anyway, so he got up and he began to, he got his fist, and he had two soldiers with him. And he took his fist and he began to swing it at my face. And just for an instant, fear gripped my heart. And I knew, and the soldiers, they go, wipe her out. And just for an instant, fear gripped my heart. And at the same time as fear gripped my heart, I felt suddenly the prayers of God's people. I felt that somebody was praying. Somebody was interceding in prayer on my behalf. It wasn't any of my strength, but it was because of the prayer of God's people.
这里听一下，就是那个家伙呢，就唱打，他就全要打到他的丹田上，他就害怕。但是呢，那个人的手就停下来不动了，不动了。他当时就知道是别人在为他祷告。好，继续。
God says in Romans 8, when you know not how to pray, the Spirit maketh intercession with groanings that cannot be uttered. We're praying not after our will, but after the will of the Father. And somebody had touched the throne of God on my behalf. And it was that prayer that changed the situation. And so all of a sudden I said to this man, I said, in the name of Jesus, just a boldness came upon me. And as this boldness came upon me and the power of God, and I felt the power of God, and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to stop. And his arm, it went like this, and it stopped in front of my face.
Really?
And it paralyzed. He did. He went all like this and stopped just before my face. And as it stopped, it went paralyzed. And the two soldiers, they go, Sergei, what has happened to you? And he, you know, he tried to open his mouth, and he opened his mouth, and he would go, and he couldn't speak. Because you see, greater is Jesus.
你再讲一下，就是好。他就说呢，他当时就说，他非常的清楚，有人在神的面前呢，在神的宝座前面为他来祷告，结果他当时就有很足的一个信心，就说，你要停下来。以耶稣基督名让你停下，结果那个人的手就停下来，就是僵了，而且嘴也僵了，也没法说话了。他知道是神的，在我们里面的有远远大过在这个世上。
In us, greater is the power of Jesus Christ in us than he that is in the world. No weapon that is formed against us.You know, God is our refuge. God is our defense.
What happened to the 10 years sentence with you and your husband?
So anyway, let me just... So the guard, I prayed for him. Just shortly after that, I began to share about the power of Jesus Christ. I told him, I said, this is not any of my power, but I said, it's the power of Jesus Christ. I said, he is real. So So anyway, they released, and this man, he cried, and he said, you know, my mother is a believer. I was taken away from my home. He said, my father was a Jewish man, and he came to know Messiah as his savior. And because he accepted Messiah and a believer, the government came and they imprisoned him and they killed him. And then they came to my mother and said, if you teach your son about God, you will lose your parental rights. And one day they came and took him and placed him from an atheist into an atheistic home. And he became a devout communist. And so anyway,
就是他说那个人呢突然停下来，后来就他就哭了，那个打他的那个狱卒哭了以后呢，他就给他讲，他说他妈妈是一个基督徒，但是呢30年没有见过他妈妈，为什么呢？因为他的父亲是个犹太人，信耶稣以后呢，就是当时的政府不让他信，催了把他关到监狱里面，后来把他爸爸也给处决了，后来就告诉他妈妈说你不能给你的儿子教这个信仰，如果教的话呢，你 看不到他，所以后来就是他就一直看不到他妈妈，就把他寄养在一个无神论的家庭，一直后来他就成了一个坚定的共产主义分子。
He had not seen his mother for almost 30 years. So anyway, here where, you know, he said, you know, and goes, I remember my mother saying that as long as I live and as long as she lives, she's going to pray for the salvation of my soul. And I said, I believe your mother's prayers are going to be answered. And there are people here today, maybe you have been praying for your son, your daughter, or a relative, and you may be praying for some situation, maybe a drug addict, maybe an alcoholic, maybe somebody that's in addiction and different things. And God wants to tell you that he is ready to answer and break through in that prayer. And so I said to this man, I said, God is going to answer your mother's prayer.
好，这停一下啊，就是说他那个狱卒讲完这个故事呢，他就告诉他说，你的母亲的祷告呢，一定会被垂听，一定会被垂听。他也给会众在讲，这个是 Sid Ross 的节目，大家如果要看基督教的任何的台呢，我首先建议你看 Sid Ross， It's Supernatural， 超自然，也是刚才那个男的，他是一个犹太人。 主持这个节目40年，他带领很多人，犹太人信主。那这个，他很坚定地说，你的母亲的这个祷告是被垂听的。他就给会众演讲，你不管你的孩子是吸毒还是怎么的，不要放弃，要为他们祷告。那后来他会继续地讲，神奇的故事发生了，那个狱卒真的信主，那个狱卒真的信主。我们继续听。
They brought us, they said, okay, you're going to be taken into a court hearing. And that was the first time that Richard and I came. We were not allowed to come into the court hearing, but on the outside of the courtroom. And that was, you know, he took my hand, and I said, well, honey, they have sentenced us to 10 years. And he said, honey, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, we are going to be released. And I said, well, honey, the protocol, you know, the document right here says, you know, sentenced to 10 years in prison. He said, it doesn't matter what they say, but what the Holy Spirit has said. He said, God is our defense. He is our deliverer. And so he just prayed. And anyway, that same hour that we were sitting outside there, that same hour that they were doing the court hearing, you know, deciding which prison to put Richard. And one of the judge, he said, they were going to sentence Richard into Siberia and me into another, you know, prison.
They probably wouldn't have survived.
Yeah, no. And so the judge came out. At that same time, just before the judge came out, our church knew we were missionaries, you know, to the communist countries, but did not know that we were
sentenced. 去上法庭，上法庭的时候呢，那一天他就碰到了他的先生，因为是被隔离的，他就给他说我们是要被判10年刑。他的先生呢很有信心，说神告诉我们今天就得自由了。<笑>他说怎么可能？这白纸黑字写的是要判10年刑。他说不管他们怎么说，圣灵告诉我们要得自由。那他的先生呢就会被流放到西伯利亚。 一般来说西巴莲一流放就不能存活的，他呢回到另外一个地方，就说我们继续再去听下去。
The president, they had no idea. And so it was Sunday night here in America, Monday morning over there. And the pastor here in Seattle, Washington, he got up during the announcements Sunday night. And he, as he was making announcements, the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, Richard and Sarah are in captivity. And I'm going to set them free. My mother and my father, they were praying.Different, you know, they go to,they went to a Russian, you know, full gospel church, and God spoke to them and said, your daughter and son-in-law are in captivity. And the word to them said, Kremlin has made a plot to separate them and to destroy them. But God said, but I, the Lord God, will deliver them, and you will see the deliverance very soon. Well, the judge comes out, and he said, I don't know why.He said, I don't know why, but he said, you're free to go.
听一下啊，就是在那个时候呢，就是说后来就是他知道，就是说他的西雅图的牧师呢，在网上有一个聚会呢，就圣灵感动他说要为他们祷告，他们现在是被控起来了，控锁了。他的母亲和父亲呢，在另外一个教会里面呢，也是有感动为他们祷告。祷告说他们这个夫妻俩又被控锁了。那所以圣接着这个呢，就说就这个最后这个法官在审判的时候说什么，他说我不知道为什么，但是我觉得你们要得自由，就让你们走吧，就是这样。大家看到就是神的工作多奇妙啊。下面还有更奇妙的事情，大家继续听一下。
And we continued our journey throughout Russia.
他们继续用圣经。
We finished ministering in Russia, came out, and we would go to different border crossings, you know. 2 years later, we come to the same border crossing, and the same one that we were arrested. And I said to Richard, this time we had like almost a big truck. And he had loaded with Bibles. I said, honey, are you sure?This is the same border that we were arrested. He said, yes. And so we come to that border, and who do we meet but my big burly guy that, you know, took me and tried to hit me. Anyway, he comes and he runs to Richard, my hubby, and he embraces him. And he said, are you still doing a good work for him? And my husband, he goes, for who? He said, for Jesus Christ. And my husband, he goes,Wow, what happened? He said, you know, I was going to burn all those Bibles. But he said, before burning all those Bibles, he said, I opened up one of the Bibles. And he said, and the Holy Spirit convicted me of my sins. And he said, I was convicted of being a sinner. And he said, and I began to read how Messiah was being prophesied years before.You know, and how he came. And he said, and I accepted Messiah as my Savior. And he said, I want you to know, I took all those Bibles. He said, for the first time in 30 years, I was allowed to go visit my mother. Because in those years, you couldn't just travel wherever you wanted to. And so he said, he was allowed to go visit his mother. And when he went with all these Bibles, he said, that whole region, there wasn't one Bible amongst any believers. You see, just like,the prophecy that God spoke. You know, God would take the Bibles and he would distribute to needs where we would not be able to get to.
好，我们停在这里。那很奇妙，就是最后那个他们再次用圣经到苏联的时候呢，又是同一个关口，他们被逮捕的那个关口。他说，他跟他先生说，就是你还要经过这里吧？他说是的。结果呢，神的安排多奇妙，就碰到就是那个监狱里面。那个原来那个狱卒，神安排多奇妙。那最后呢，他就上来拥抱他的丈夫。后来说，你们还是在为神做那个事情吗？他说是。后来他说，我已经信主了，信主了，而且神给他安排什么？他见到他的母亲。那我们从这个自然的眼睛看得见的层面呢，就是他可能信主了以后就更难见到他的母亲，是不是？他可能会要被处决了。但是呢，事实上发生了什么？ 神的。当我们跟随神的时候，神有奇妙的计划。所以我们在这个Zoom 上的弟兄姐妹，就是我们经历一些苦难，还有不管我们眼睛看得见的层面，觉得是不可能，是相反的。但是呢，神做的时候，就借着这些事情，就做成很好的事情。
So from human eyes, you may see that since the prison guard became a believer, so it might be harder for him to meet his mom's right? But instead, he got a chance to see his mom instead. So those people who are on the Zoom, if you're going through difficulties, you have to believe that God is going to do miracles in your life.
那所以弟兄姐妹就说，你说他前面好多次过这个关口的时候呢？神都把那些人的眼睛蒙住，那为什么这次不蒙住，要让他经历这些苦难呢？
So you may ask, previously she went to the border many times, and she said that God has blinded those guards. Then why this time that God did not blind the eyes of the guard?
但是回过头看，你就明白，是不是？
But when you look back, you will understand all of this.
回过头一看的话呢，第一个就是让他们经历这样的生机。
So when you look by, you will see that first of all, they experienced this miracle.
经历祷告的大能。
And they experienced the power of prayer.
还有另外一个呢，这个狱卒就说狱警啊，就说他母亲为他祷告了30年，您别多难啊，对吧？他经历了多少？最后他信主了，还见到他的母亲。
And then this prisoner guard, so for 30 years, his mom has been praying for him.And then the difficulties that they went through, and then eventually, by this event, he was saved.
其实后来还有讲到，我们就不放了，就是那个狱卒告诉他什么呢？明次你就经过我这个关口，你随便走。
So later on, we are not going to watch that. But the same guard told them that you know you can come always go through my border now, you know, and it,Yeah, just go through my border and then nothing will happen to you.
大家明白神的计划，对吧？回过头看就明白神的计划。
So when you look back, you understand God's plan.
所以圣经里面讲，万事效力就爱神的人得益处。
So that's why the Bible says all things works for those who love him.
没有一件事情不神经过神的允许会发生在基督徒的身上。
So without God's permission, nothing will happen to, not one thing will happen to Christians, right?
但是经历这些困难的时候，我们要做什么？我们要祷告。
But when we go through difficulties like this, we need to pray.
我们要像这个 Sarah 一样来经历神。
We want to experience God just like Sarah did.
经历神。
Experience Him.
其实整个我们的信仰最主要的是来经历神。
So our faith's journey is about, you know, experience His miracles.
所以圣经简单说，神是活人的神，不是死人的神。
So that's
是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
So that's why the Bible says, I am a God of the living, not of the dead. I am God of Isaac, Jacob, and, sorry, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他说亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各是活在神的面前。
Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac are the people who are living before God.
那这是最主要的。
And that's the most important thing.
让我们祷告的神赐给我们其他的一切将来都会过去。
And also we pray for things, you know, like things that God gave us, everything will pass.
当然，地上你享用的时候要感谢神。
So when, of course, when you using it while you are on earth, you give thanks to Him.
神借着这些事情，神赐给我们的祝福，成就他在地上我们生命里面的旨意。
And God through His blessing, He's able to accomplish His will for us on earth.
但是最主要的是借着这一切，我们认识了神。
But most important of all is through all this, we are able to, you know, know Him.
所以祷告就是越来越亲近他，我们要来认识他。
So our prayer is to know Him and then get closer to Him.
而且更重要的一点呢，不仅仅是我们认识他，是他认识了我们。
And one thing is not just about us knowing Him, but Him knowing us.
大家知道的，马太福音第七章呢，将来有好多的基督徒来到主的面前，主说：“我不认识你。”
So in Matthew 7, it says that a lot of people come before the Christ in the end, and then God said, "I do not know you."
啊，他说那些人说我奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名传道，主啊主啊。
But those people said that in your name we cast out demons, we were, you know, sharing your name.
但是主说我不认识你。
But God said, I do not know you.
所以我们借着祷告，借着所有的一切呢，最主要的是我们认识了他，而且他也认识了我。
So through our prayers, we come to know him, but more importantly, he came to know us.
我们要确定主认得我。
And we can be sure that he recognizes us.
你今天能不能确定主认得你？
Are you sure that God knows you?
你说你自己在乾隆皇帝的时代，你说我认得乾隆皇帝，但是你要确定乾隆皇帝认得你。
So back in the emperor times, you know that I know this emperor 乾隆, but do you think that this emperor 乾隆 knows you?
所以我们今天呢，我们借着耶稣基督的宝血，我们要确定、确信，他认得我。不断不断的确信他认得我们。
So we need to come before the blood of Jesus to know that He knows us, to confirm that.
那借着我们一切的我们的读经，读经服事啊，今天我们讲到特别靠近神心意的一个服事，就是祷告。
So through prayers, through studying the Bible, so today we focus on prayers.
祷告里面我们要经历像 Sarah 这样经历过的很多的神迹。
So through prayer we are able to experience miracles like what Sarah did.
在以后的日子里面，弟兄姐妹，你不经历也不行。
So in the coming days, even though you don't want to experience that, but it still it just doesn't work.
以后很多挑战的日子，越来越挑战的日子在我们的面前。
There are many.
你得靠神迹活着。
There are many, many more challenging days ahead of us. You have to go through it with God's miracle.
所以我们要祷告。
So that's why we need to pray.
哈利路亚！我们要鼓励弟兄姐妹，在任何的地方，在家里面要祷告。
So we encourage you, brothers and sisters, everywhere you go in your household, pray.
在我星期也鼓励大家，星期三我们有一个祷告会，也鼓励大家能来得来。
So Wednesday, we have a prayer meeting in my house. I encourage you to come as well.
我们一起来经历神的作为。
So that we can, experience God's word.
要为我们没有信主的家人祷告。
You also need to pray for those of our family members who are not Christian.
为今天世界上失散的灵魂，我们来祷告。
And we're also gonna pray for the lost soul of this earth right now.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
大家起立。
So please arise.
主啊，我们再次的说，我们相信你的话语。
Once again, we said we believe in your words.
主啊，祷告是最靠近你心意的一个服事。
So prayer is the service that bring us closest to you.
主啊，我们也相信，主啊，祷告和这个香炉里面的香一起升到主圣的面前。
We also believe our prayer will mix with the incense and they will arise before you, Lord.
在天使拿着这个香炉，盛上祭坛上的火，倒在地上，就有香烟。
Angel will bring this censer mixed with the altar of the fire from the altar, and it will be hurled down.
就有雷轰大声，闪电地震。
And there will be thundering, rumbling, lightning, and earthquake.
地上事情就要发生。
And things will start to change.
人要听见，人要看见。
And people will see, they will hear.
人的生命要改变。
And their life will be changed.
主啊，是的，主，你把这样的祷告的灵放在我们的里面。
Lord, you pour down the spirit of prayer in us.
主啊，圣经里面讲，你说男人要随处举起圣洁的手来祷告。
You said the Bible says men will rise up their hands.And pray.
主啊，你让我们弟兄们，主啊，举起手来祷告。
So we ask our brothers to raise their hands and to pray.
在家庭里面，教会里面都是祭司。
So that in their household and the church, they are the priests.
不仅仅是姐妹要祷告，弟兄要来祷告。
Not just sisters, to pray, but also men should arise.
圣经里面讲，弟兄祷告的时候不要蒙着头，要敞开脸来见你的神。
So in the Bible says when brothers pray, they will not cover their head, but they will open up their, show their face in front of the Lord and pray.
主，我们特别的祷告，主啊，你兴起弟兄们来，主啊，他们要在家里面承担这个祭司的责任。
So we ask God that, you will bring up our brothers, the men of the household, they will become the priests of their own family.
哦，主啊，是的，主，我们再次的祷告，主耶稣，主啊，因着耶稣的宝血，主啊，一切的恩赐，一切的恩典都要赐给我们的弟兄们。
And by Jesus' blood, all the gifts or the blessings were given to our brothers.
主啊，他们借着他们的祷告，要来遮盖他们的妻儿。
By their prayers, they will be able to cover their children and their wives.
主啊，是的，遮盖他们的教会。
And cover the church, their churches.
哦，他们的祷告像保罗的祷告、以利亚的祷告一样，将要被垂听。
And their prayer will be like the prayer of Elijah. Those prayers will be heard, will be listened.
主啊，事情就要发生。
And things will happen.
人要得救。
And people will be saved.
哦，这个各样的这个医治要发生。
And the healing miracles will happen.
主啊，人要主啊来彰显你。
And people will turn back to you, Lord.
主啊，你要来方丈弟兄姐妹的这个健康经济。
You will turn around. You will transform their economic life. I mean, their wealth and their health.
Hallelujah! 因为我们祷告就是来到你施恩座前。
So because our prayer is to come before your throne of grace, mercy.
谢谢你，你是一个充满怜悯的父亲。
Thank you, Lord, that you are merciful God.
主啊，我们用着耶稣基督的宝血。
So because of Jesus' blood,
我们再次的要感谢。
Once again, we want to give thanks to you.
感谢你们的罪都得到了赦免。
Thank you that our sins are forgiven.
我们感谢你，让我们称为你的儿女。
We praise you that we can become your children.
今天有这祷告的权柄。
So that we can have this authority to pray.
主啊，你把这样的真理放在我们的心里面。
And give us this truth in our heart.
让我们对我们的身份不动摇。
So that we will be not shaken by our identity.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们是神的仆人。
We are servant of God.
哈利路亚，是的，主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Yes, Lord, we praise you. We thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
下面领圣餐，在圣餐之前呢，有一件事情给大家通知一下。
So before we have the communion, there are one announcement.
大家仔细听啊。
Pay attention, please.
就是我们中间呢，借着一些祷告啊，一些启示啊，就是弟兄姐妹有一些感动，我也有感动，就是现在呢，大家要更积极的来读经。
So through some prayers and revelations, we decided that we thought about, you know, spend more time in learning the Bible.
所以我就找到碧美和安娜。
So I talked to 碧美 and Anna.
就是说我们总得有一些人来开始。
We need someone to start it.
当然我知道，就是说好多其他的人，我虽然没有谈，但是我相信你们也有这样一个志向。
So a lot of you, even though I haven't come to you yet, but I know you also have the same, you know, vision.
所以他们就会从早上，他们会在早上来读经。
So they
六点，可能六点一刻到七点，我们会在群里面来通知一下。
So they will start this Bible study in the morning.
Bible reading, maybe.
Bible reading in the morning, maybe around like quarter past six until seven in the morning.
那好多教会有这种读经的这种小组呢，他们发现一读啊，大家一起读啊，那个非常好，亮光很大。那个就是立体的，大家的生活里面彼此的照亮，圣经就立体化了。
So,
立体化就是很 alive.
So there are a lot of churches have Bible studies, which makes things more three-dimensional. So that, you know, you can actually live your faith.
虽然我们姐妹来牵头开始，但是我们也欢迎弟兄来参加。
So even though the sisters gonna start, and we welcome the brothers to join.To follow.
但是有的人可能说，哎呦，如果你能够早上来参加，尽量在早上来参加。
If you can come in the morning, you try to come in the morning.
早上是亲近主最好的时间。
So it's the best time for you to come close to God.
如果你不能的话，你有这种大家一起读经的一个意愿呢，我们也可以安排在其他的时间来，我大家可以来讨论。
If you cannot do it in the morning, we can also open up. Other times to accommodate.
那我知道有一些家庭呢，夫妻俩或者带着孩子已经在读经，那是非常好。
So I know some families, so parents with their kids are already reading their Bible. That's good.
那你就继续这样做。
You can continue to do that.
但是你如果能抽出时间来加入这个group 的话呢，也很好，大家来再鼓励，接着你们在家庭里面的领受来鼓励大家。
So, but if you want to join in the morning ones, that is also good.
所以大家呢就注意这个我们在 WhatsApp 群里面的通知。
So please pay attention to the WhatsApp notice that we are going to post later.
另外也鼓励大家，就是说你如果没有加入我们 WhatsApp 群的话呢，你就加入，可以收到我们的通知。
And if you are not on the WhatsApp group, you can also, you know, join so that you can receive announcements.
对，这是一件事情。
So this is one of them.
等一会儿我们也要为这个事情祷告。
Also gonna pray.
另外呢，好多的有些新的弟兄姐妹来呢，也问到我们教会奉献的事情。
And there are some new brothers and sisters. They ask about tithes and offering.
我们这里有一个奉献箱。
We have this box for tithes and offering.
但是呢，现在很多东西都是 go digital.
but everything goes digital, 数字化 right now.
所以呢，大家你可以来，我们会让阿文弟兄呢发这个我们。教会的这个链接在群里面，或者你问他要，就是说怎么样去奉献。
And we can post this tithes and offering link on the WhatsApp group, or you can talk to him directly.
我们的网上的奉献呢，非常的安全，这么好多年没有任何的问题。
So it's a safe way to do it online. It's been many years we haven't had any issues.
在每一次在20块以上的奉献呢，都会给你出奉献的收据，将来你可以报税啊、抵税这一方面。
Also, any tithes and offering over $20, you will receive a tax receipt at the end of the year.
简单的讲讲那些新的弟兄姐妹不知道，是我们这个子堂呢，国语的这个堂呢，和我们的母堂呢，我们是一起来管理财务的，在母堂在管理。
So many of you, the newcomers, may not know that our church is tied with our mother church. So the mother church is governing our finances.
有两个账户，一个是我们的账户，一个是他们的账户。但是呢，他们在管理帮我们，我们没有财会这一块，没有目前没有这个，我们的资源不够。
So we have separate accounts from our mother church. However, they are.They have the resources to, you know, manage our money. So we haven't had that, you know.
当然，我们如果教会过以后壮大的时候，大家也祷告，我们有人可以做财会啊这些东西，神会带领。
But of course, you can pray if our church continue to grow. Maybe we can have accountants and, you know, yeah.
所以你在奉献的时候呢，你特别注明在网上面注明是给Mandarin Church。
So when you make the tithes and offering, you can mention that it's for the Mandarin Church.
这样的话呢，就是会进到我们的账户里。
So that it will go to our account.
那不写的话呢，就都进到他们账户。
If you don't mention that, you will go to their account.
进到他们账户也没问题，但是呢，我们还是需要钱的。
So it's okay if it goes to their account, but still as a church, we need.
哈利路亚，大家就是报道一下。好，我们特别为这个读经的这个计划做一些祷告。
昨天祷告要讲一下，就是关于每一天的祷告，讲一下。
啊。
你要不要讲
一下？这个读经祷告呢是每一天的，但是我们会在群里面发一下，好吧？
哦 ，OK。
是每一天。
Okay.
但是呢，你如果不能啊。
找安娜报名。
对，找安娜一下啊，找安娜报名。就是你上来就可以用我们教会的 Zoom。用我们教会的Zoom。
我是说每一天
你要安娜说一下，
是先开始，完了以后你们再讨论怎么样。就make things easy, OK? 我们的东西呢做简单，不要做复杂，好吧 ？We will make it easy. It's reading Bible. God is with us. No burdens, OK? 大家真正读起来的时候，真的就遇见神子。
Okay, so when you read the Bible, you will meet God.
但是你也听从安娜和碧梅的安排。
But you also listen to Catherine and Anna.
Yeah, 来支持他们的这个摆上啊。
And support them.
Hallelujah. 好，主啊，是的，主，我们特别为这个读经的计划呀，献上我们的祷告。
I want to give thanks for this Bible reading plan.
主啊，你说人活着不是单靠食物，是靠你口里面说出来的一切话。
You said that people do not live by bread alone, but by the words of your mouth.
主啊，让我们的弟兄姐妹一起一个活着的心来读经。
Lord, you stir up the hearts of our brothers and sisters so that they have a fervent heart to read the Bible.
借着你的话语来认识你的心意。
And through your words to come to know your will.
更加的认识你。
And to know you even more.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
主啊，因着你和我们的同在，因着你的爱，你必会让弟兄姐妹喜乐的来做这件事情。
And because of your love, you will help us so that we can come with pleasure to do this thing.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.